It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We've covered so many industries and professions, including leadership, real estate, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's special edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. First, some thank you. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and Meira Beitler, Rena Teitelbaum, Dina Student, and especially Surly Saflis here with me at the C-Suite Conference, really the entire team at Bottom Line who plays such an important role backstage for the production of this show. Also, special thank you to the team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, just to name a few. And also a special thank you to the members of C-Suite. I don't know if I'll get all of them in, but certainly Jeffrey Hazlett, Thomas White, Carl Post, Trisha Ben, and so many others. We're coming to you live from the C-Suite Conference, this particular one that took place on September 13th in Midtown Manhattan. We have a great lineup to present this evening, each one with unique perspective. Many of them are actually authors or CEOs or CMOs, etc., of their respective businesses. My guest now is Mitch Axelrod. I am holding his book, his new book, The New Game of Selling. Mitch, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Pleasure to be with you.
So tell me a little bit about your book. I see here it's an Amazon number one bestseller.
Yep.
A nice small book. Let's see how many pages. Around, 60, 70 pages. Looks like packed with insight.
Tell me about it. Well, I'll tell you the story how it came about. I started selling in 1978 in the Garment Center of Manhattan.
Wow.
And I was walking up and down the skyscrapers, actually right outside this door.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I made 5,000 cold calls, and I didn't make one single sale.
Oh, wow.
I was selling something nobody wanted, facsimile machines.
And this is 78.
1978. Now, here's the funny thing. You couldn't buy one.
You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, well, this was Exxon Information Systems. I'd walk in with a card that said Exxon. They'd say, we don't need any oil and gas. I wouldn't even get a chance to present my deal. So I made 5,000 cold calls. I didn't make a single sale.
And this is a great story.
And the funny thing is, you couldn't buy one. Who are you going to fax to?
Right.
At the time, you need someone on the other side.
So
it was, I think Exxon lost $100 million, and they just disbanded. I made a commitment to myself. I said, this is dumb. I'm never going to do this again. I'm going to learn a different way to sell. Because I knew that all the people I had known at the time who were wealthy, who were doing well, they were all selling something, a product, a service, an issue, a cause, an idea. And I said, if I can learn how to sell, I will always be employed. And I am what I call psychologically unemployable. I have never had a job from the day I walked out of college. Now 38, this next month will be 38 years. So I made a promise to myself that if I ever learned really how to do this game, I would share it with others. And over the past 25 years now, I've trained 1 million people on how to not just sell, but how to sell themselves.
Wow.
How to position themselves and how to be confident in what they do.
Now, you opened with a great story. I must ask you, if you know you're selling the next hottest thing, but whoever you're talking to just can't wrap their head around it, what takeaway did you have going back to 1978?
A couple. First of all, just because you're the number one Fortune 500 company doesn't mean you can sell anything to anybody.
Great point.
All right, that was the first thing. The second thing is you got to get out of your selling cycle. And I make a point of this in the book. The buyer doesn't care about your selling cycle. They only care about their buying cycle. So I have a line. It's a line. Fish eat when you're hungry, not when you drop the line. So the whole idea of business, selling, marketing, is to get in front of the people who are ready to buy your product or service and searching for it right now. And that's really what the new game of selling is all about. It's how to find the hungry fish. And if you can't find hungry fish, then you got to reevaluate your product, your service, your issue, or your cause.
Amazing. great point. What would you say are, in today's world, 2016, the three most important takeaways that you would encourage any salesman to make sure that if they're not wired on these three things, they're toast?
Well, the first thing I would say is stop talking and start listening.
Okay.
I became an excellent listener because I trained myself to listen. And, you know, the old story is you have two ears and one mouth, right?
And use them proportionately.
The first thing is stop talking and listening, all right? Second thing is qualify your buyers quickly. And I have one sentence that can qualify a buyer in one sentence.
Let me hear.
Are you ready or are you just getting ready? See,
the difference between
a buyer and a browser is four words. A buyer is ready, committed, willing, and able. If you don't fit those four criteria, you're not a buyer. You're a browser. Now, you could be ready, committed, willing, but you're not able.
Now, how many of those? Needs all of those?
Needs all four.
Needs all four.
Right.
Let's say someone's two out of the four.
Well, it depends on which two.
Okay.
If they're ready and committed,
mm-hmm.
but they're not willing and able right now, they could be a client for you in the future, a customer for you
in the future. Good point.
But think about it. If you're not committed, you're not ready, you're not willing to do what you need to do to get what you want, and you're not able.
Then
So you get willing. But here's the killer.
Mm-hmm.
People think money stops buyers, and they do. Often money stops buyers, meaning they're not able. But here's the big thing today. It's not just money. It's time. It's bandwidth. We had a client who actually didn't become a client. They wanted to become a client, but they had no bandwidth to integrate our work into their business. So we had to wait 6 months. Then we had to wait six more months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing. Third thing is get out of your selling cycle. Get into their buying cycle.
Great point.
Yeah.
Well, Mitch, congratulations on your new book here, The New Game of Selling. Again, people can get it
on Amazon. Download the print or Kindle.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business.
Been my pleasure.
We're here recording live from the C-Suite Network Conference. This is the Time Center. Special thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and the great folks here at the C-Suite Network. Mind Your Business show on 77 WABC with Yitzhak Saftlis. And my guest now is Diane DiResta. She came out with a new book, and this is something that all of our listeners can benefit from. I mean, all of our conversations always have great meaning to our listeners, but you wrote a book on knockout presentations. I mean, who doesn't need to know how to do a knockout presentation? And, of course, how much you can benefit by doing a great. So let's just, please, Diane, take it away. What's your book about? I mean, it's about knockout presentations, but let's talk about your book and some of the great takeaways for the audience.
Well, you're absolutely right. Everybody needs this book. And I wrote it as a seminar in a book so that it's the next best thing to having me there. Because here's what happens. People will say to me, well, I'm not a public speaker, because they think it's standing at a stage.
Right, in front of 1,000 people.
Exactly. But I always say to them, do you leave voicemails? Do you give updates at meetings? That's all public speaking. And your presentation will make or break your career. So it behooves everybody to be an effective speaker, because what I've discovered now, which was not true years ago, speaking is the new competitive advantage.
A great point.
Yeah, you can no longer be without this skill.
So just to walk me through this, someone goes and presents in a corporate boardroom in front of 15 people. You're classifying that also as public speaking?
Absolutely. And that's a high stakes kind of presentations, which is where I specialize.
Right.
So it's really important. It doesn't matter whether you're speaking one-on-one or to 1,000. It is all public speaking.
So now share with us some of this. And of course, the best is to go and buy the book. Where is it available? How can they get it?
It's available on Amazon and online. And it's for anybody from a college student to a CEO.
And again, it's called Knockout.
Knockout Presentations.
So share some of your secrets, Diane.
Well, one of the biggest mistakes people make is lack of focus. Their ideas go all over the place. So I show you very simply how to get laser-like focus. And I'll give you the formula right now.
That's great. You're hearing it here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
One sentence. At the end of the presentation, the audience will blank. That answer is your outcome. So when you're crystal clear about your outcome, then everything you deliver and develop after that is going to help you stay on target. Just don't be like someone in the audience who once said, the outcome for me is the audience will applaud. Well, that's very nice. That's not an outcome. Right. And most people are not clear about what they're doing. So it
great
helps
point.
You get focused. So that's the first thing.
Please share some more. These great, great tips.
The second thing is you need to be crisp. One of the biggest mistakes and the way that you instantly lose credibility is to get stuck in the weeds with all these details, especially if you're talking to senior management. They don't want to know how. They want to know what is it, what's it going to do for us, what's our return. So the more you can get to the point more quickly, the better.
Great point. In fact, we had a guest on our show, Mark Bodner, who used to discuss, who said it here on the air. That's a great point. He said, don't get stuck in so many details in a presentation. He says, they've been to your website. If they're meeting with you, they've done some level of homework. So, like you're saying, put it into the presentation. Express, but don't get stuck in the details.
Exactly. So I talk about the sandwich technique. How do you create a speech sandwich? Well, if you think of a sandwich, the top and the bottom of the roll is the same dimension, but the thickest part is for the meat.
Right.
So you don't want to start with having your salami and turkey on top of the roll.
Great point.
So you want to sandwich your major messages in the middle. So that's important.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure you've been asked this question many times. What is the role of PowerPoint in a corporate presentation?
I think we've been PowerPointed out, but it is popular. I use it myself,
okay.
But people use it as a script, and it's really meant to be an aid. The key word in visual aid is aid.
I love it.
So the biggest mistake are people reading it. So here's what I say. Reference, but don't read. If you have all that data on it, which is the corporate style, they take a whole deck and they simply put it on PowerPoint, then you have to read. But if you just put a few key bullets, you can look at it and then present. So that's key. Let it be an aid.
Diane, this is really fantastic. Any other takeaways? Because, I mean, what you're discussing here, like you mentioned, and like some of the previous guests, like we had Mitch, you know, selling, presenting is key. And anyone that doesn't
Absolutely.
Understand and just wires their mind that, okay, I'm not speaking in front of 1,000 people, so I don't need to be a public speaker, doesn't realize the critical nature that in every presentation, going into a corporate boardroom, you're presenting and you have to make sure. Any other final takeaways for the listeners of Mind
It
Business?
Doesn't have to be hard. People complicate it. I give people a simple formula. I call it the YAM formula, YAM. Know yourself, know your audience, know your message. Everything you need to know falls into one of those three buckets. And it's really critical that you align your visual, vocal, and verbal messages. Because what I've discovered is leaders, the best speakers, the best communicators are all in alignment, giving off one consistent message.
Diane, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Diane
DeResta.
DeResta. She wrote the book on knockout presentations. And again, it's available by going to
Amazon.
It's available. We're coming to you live from the C-Suite Network Conference right here in Midtown Manhattan. We'll be back in a moment.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back with this special edition from the C-Suite Network Conference here in Midtown Manhattan. The Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis. And my guest now is Greg Williams. Greg, how are you today?
I'm alive and I'm A-OK. That's what they always
Isn't
say.
Isn't that great? That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
State of mind.
Alive and breathe. That's correct.
Uh-huh.
You came out with a new book here, Body Language Secrets to Win More Negotiations. Now, this is also an incredible topic that needs to be told, and the listeners of small, medium, and large businesses as well need to know about. Tell us about it. Body Language Secrets. Why is that so important?
Well, for one thing, everyone is always negotiating, which is what my motto is. And that means what you do today impacts the outcomes that you'll have the opportunity to experience tomorrow.
How many people really get that?
Well, that's questionable for sure. But there are times when you can pick up on body language signals, even per the question you just asked as to how many people get that based on the gestures that they emit when you pose a question to them. So hypothetically, you say, how many people get that? And if I was to pose that question to someone that was literally in front of me and I saw that they took a step back or whatever be the case, that would give me an idea that they were trying to get further away from the question.
Right.
So when it comes to body language, you can get inside clues to the way someone is thinking at that particular point in time. During the negotiation process, it's also important to understand how someone is interpreting either an offer or a concession that you've requested from them, such that you know, even if they say, okay, you know, that little took them to reflect on it gives you insight too.
Correct. Now, let's talk about some secrets that you ready to share.
Okay.
You walk in, you're looking to do that big $25,000 deal, $25 million, whatever it is. You're walking into the room. What are the body language secrets that you recommend and can share with the audience that are the secret? And I know we're on radio. Now, actually, the good news is this is on video as well. And you can tell your friends that to tune in now for this edition of Mind Your Business. And the good news is, as our listeners know, this will be available. This entire episode, including the video, will be available on WABCBizRadio.com. And there is a video for this one. This interview with Greg will be on video as well because it's coming from the C-Suite Network Conference in Midtown Manhattan. But let's get back to the question. What are those tips that you could share when you're going in and looking to do that big deal? That these are musts. You got to practice. You got to have them wired in order to be successful.
Well, for one thing, prior to even entering the room, you should have done some background information on the individuals that will be in the room that you'll be negotiating with or against, dependent upon the way you wish to frame the interview.
Right.
Okay, so having that insight about those individuals, the way they think, how have they cooperated with one another and or others that they've negotiated with in the past becomes information that you have in your repertoire.
Great.
Such that you then go in with a mindset. Okay, you walk into the room. Good negotiators will not necessarily disclose that they have a particular role in the negotiation to the degree that holding that information from the opposing team would give that opposing team insight and information as to who the real leaders are. Mm-hmm. And thus, one way to discern such via reading body language is posing a question to one individual and watch what that individual does with the question. Does that individual look away to the person on his or her right? does that individual take a moment, think, and then respond? All of those are thought gestures, and you even get greater insight per to what degree the other team has planned the course that they're going to implement per the negotiation.
Now, when someone responds that way, let's talk about the one that you ask the question and then they pause, think, and then respond. Do you have a way of sharing with the audience? Does that telling of how the individual interacts or perhaps how they're protecting information in the negotiation?
Well, when it comes to reading body language, number one, you need to first establish a foundation that is normal. That's to say how a person would act in a normal environment. Mm-hmm. And then when you pose a question and all of a sudden, let's say that individual happens to be speaking at a particular pace or
right.
something of that nature.
Right.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, the individual slows the pace of speech down. You then gain insight into the verbal, nonverbal aspect of the person being reflective per what it is that you're he's thinking and what it is that you have posed to cause him to think that way. Now, here's the other thing. I mm-hmm. spoke a moment ago about always establishing the foundation
yes.
by which someone emits body language signals.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to be very astutely aware of the fact that people change their perspective from time to time, and thus you have to be aware of the stimulus that you used that caused them to change
Great
whatever
point.
Their perspective was via the body language that they emitted prior to that stimulus.
Great point. Before we get to the final takeaway, Greg, how can people purchase your book? Again, the name of the book is Body Language Secrets to Win More Negotiations by Greg Williams. How can they buy the book?
Well, actually, it's up on Barnes & Noble's and on Amazon right now. The pub date is September the 19th.
So oh, we're, great.
Yeah, so we're a few
this
days
is,
away, but you can pre-order
it
now.
I'm holding a copy in my hand, but this is not available to the public yet.
Well, they can pre-order it, so
pre-order.
Let me put it like that. Now, therein lies the framing of this situation,
right.
too. We always have opportunities. We have but to look at such as such to recognize opportunities
great
when
point.
They present themselves.
Great point. Now, Greg, you have so much wisdom to share. What would be a final takeaway on the subject of body language secrets that you could share with the audience?
Well, first of all, we are much more intuitive than we realize. Thus, there are times when we get a kinesthetic feeling. You know
mm-hmm.
what? I felt a certain way about that. That's a sign that something intuitively has tried to come from your subliminal to your conscious state of mind. Pay attention to that because you have sensed something as the result of that stimuli hitting you. And as such, you may have seen a body language gesture. Someone wiped the sweat from their brow or
right.
something of that nature,
right.
which said, hey, I'm a little anxious
Nervous,
right now.
Nervous, anxious.
Exactly. And there are two aspects to always keep in mind about discerning body language, reading body language.
Mm-hmm.
That is, the body is always seeking states of comfort, and it will display when it is in a state of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, a baby cannot speak. But it can let you know when maybe its diaper is soiled simply by crying. It's stating that it's in a state of discomfort at that particular point in time.
Now, it's a great takeaway, and I know I'm going technically against the rules because I said we're done, but I must ask you this question. I'm sure you've been asked it a million times, mm-hmm. but we're now on the air. Social media.
Okay.
Has it killed the way people interact with each other, or there's hope for mankind?
Well, I'm an overly optimistic person, first of all. So I say, hey, as we go through life, we grow through life, and thus we have to embrace the lives that we are living in the time frame that we're doing so. And thus social media is causing us to have a different perspective per the way we interact with people, not good or bad. We can make it as such based on how we first perceive it, then how we turn around and choose to act and react in such environments.
Great point. Mm. Thank you so much for joining me here, Greg.
You're more than welcome.
This is a great interview. And this is from the collections of interviews that we are recording here from the C-Suite Network Conference in Midtown Manhattan here in September of 2016. You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. And when we're back, we will be back with more great guests from the C-Suite Network Conference right here in Midtown Manhattan. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Join the upcoming Day of Jewish Unity. On Tuesday, September 27th, Jews worldwide will gather in prayer during this time of danger and peril. From a turbulent presidential race to global and homegrown terrorism, there is great concern regarding the safety of the Jewish people and mankind worldwide. Join over 1 million participants and show your commitment to making this world a better place by joining the Day of Jewish Unity. This Tuesday, September 27th, to pray as one. Visit dayofjewishunity.com.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis, and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest now is Sean Miller, CXO of Smink.
Hey, hey.
I don't know if you've heard about them yet, but this is some really cool disruptor technology operation. You know what? You'll say it better than I can, Sean. First of all, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Hey, awesome. Thanks. It's
cool. Tell me a little bit about... Now, soon we'll get to your book.
Yeah.
But first, you got to tell me a little bit about Smink. I've heard about it from some of the folks and some of the great folks at Tallgrass. But what is this all about?
Well, there's this really old idea. That it's as old as, here's this apple. It's good. You should try it, right?
Right.
This is word of mouth marketing,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what that means.
Sure.
But today we have social networks, right?
Right.
And everybody is, my phone is not in my hand because I set it over there,
reality,
but it's usually in
right?
my hand. So all aspects of a customer experience are, you can't take social out of it. Social
Absolutely
is
not.
Omnipresent in our customer experience.
Stay.
So that means that old idea of word of mouth marketing is amplified in its reach.
It's a great,
right?
great word there, amplified.
And it is. It's amplified, and because with social we take time and space away from word of mouth.
Correct.
Right. It can happen anytime, all the time, all over the world, and I've just taken over. To the traditional media, if you will. I've just hijacked traditional
That's
media
correct.
And gone live on Facebook
that
here
means,
on the
so
side.
So, for example, the time that someone's putting in, just in a simple way, if someone would have normally looked at a magazine and mm-hmm. now they're scrolling articles, Twitter, Facebook, etc., LinkedIn, that took the space of what?
Of traditional publishers. Yeah, absolutely. And the amazing thing, though, as marketers, if we're involved in marketing advertising, we've talked about traffic forever, right? Impressions and traffic
Correct.
And reach and all
right.
of these things.
Right.
And the thing is that none of that matters at all without trust.
That's
right.
Correct.
If I don't trust the right. message, or I don't
then,
trust the source of the message,
then you can't deal with the person.
We can have all the traffic we want, right?
Right. Right.
And
all
what we've discovered is there's just the disjointed nature of culture today is that people just don't trust the advertising. They don't trust the marketing message, right? Less than 4% of people think marketers act with integrity ever.
I'm smiling because I'm going to ask you if the political process has affected that a bit.
Well, I think the political process and the news heightens our distrust for one another, right? It gives us reasons to disagree,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
But what the result of that, though, is that us, in our taking care of ourselves and taking care of our tribes, right, what we have done then is we've decided that it's our responsibility as people to help our friends and family, the people that we care about, find brands or companies to do business that don't suck, right, that can be trusted. So because of that, the opportunities of word-of-mouth marketing are elevated, right, by people's natural intention and what they perceive as a desire not to become marketers for a brand. That's not their
Correct.
Desire. That's not their interest.
So
their interest is to help people.
Yeah.
Right?
So what does your company actually do?
So we facilitate that process on behalf of the brand and the customers. So we work to end any us versus them.
Okay.
With the customers on behalf of the brand, and then provide a technical, a software-based platform that allows the brand to understand what's happening in their social networks, understand mm-hmm. who is engaging about whatever they're about, and about them specifically, reach out to those people really easily, find them easily, reach out to them easily, and then effectively we provide a little electronic clubhouse, right? A little private social network. Where, everybody that's nerded out about that thing, right, or that subject can come hang out together. We can all be nerds together, right? And we can enjoy each other, talk about whatever we're nerded out about. And the brand is just a participant in that. They're part of that
Fascinating.
Discussion.
So just now, first of all, to find out more information about this company, smync.com. Maybe without... Perhaps without giving an actual client's name, you can give a case study of an example of how you benefited a company.
Sure. What? One of my I'm a guitar player. I'm an old metalhead, old rocker.
Ah.
One of my favorite companies, it's an actual client that we're working with, is Cusack Music.
Okay.
And they make guitar effect pedals.
Okay.
Right. So as if you're a
he plays guitar.
Is he a rocker?
No,
He's
he
a
plays
rocker?
Guitar.
All right. So. The we call that the pedal board, right? Our display. So we took that name, pedal board, and we created a virtual community called the pedal board, and it's all about guitar pedals and guitar effects, right? So those guys can come in and talk to each other about the pedals, what pedals work with this pedal, what pedal works with this style, what do I like, how do I set it?
Are you aggregating all the social media channels? So that means whether they're coming in through Instagram, through Facebook,
yes.
or is it?
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Three things happen for those people that are on that community. There's a channel of communication with that brand. there's a channel of communication of all social interaction that has anything to do with that brand or the subject. Mm-hmm. And then there's the community of those interacting with each other. So there's really three distinct aspects. And of course, the most fun is the relational aspect. It's finding other people. And I use the word nerd, you know, tongue-in-cheek,
right, but
I'm a nerd too, right? You know, anybody that's got, you know, I have more guitars than there are days in the week, right? I'm nerded out about it, right? So
it's passion.
Yeah.
It's passion.
So I want to hang out with other people that are interested in that too. And I like them. They like me.
That's
and
correct.
And the power of, you know, our insight and our shared experience is so much more powerful than CUSAC or anybody else could ever put out in a marketing message, right?
Maybe you could talk a drop about your new book, The New Face of Your Brand. This is coming out soon, again, by Sean M. Miller. It'll be available on Amazon.
Yeah, we launched last week, Wednesday.
Okay.
And unbelievable. It's been quite a project. I got a lot of help, a lot of good advice, and we launched as the number one bestseller in the advertising classification
nice.
On Amazon.
Nice.
And we still remain, we're also their hottest new business book in the business class and on Kindle. So available paperback in Kindle, and it's pretty exciting to be, you know, Amazon's hottest new business book.
So how would you describe it in 60 seconds or less? Why should someone buy this book?
Well, what I've done here, I've always been an educator of business. I've always taught people how to do what I thought I knew how to do, right, or mm-hmm. I was learning to do. Mm-hmm. So this is effectively like an in-depth workshop, but in a book. So if you came to me and said, we're going to spend the day together and you're going to tell me everything I need to know about the social brand advocacy, what do I need to know and how do I do it, what's going on, and what's going to happen next, I've put it into a book. And that was the intention, and that's exactly what we've done. And I've even hand-drawn the illustrations in the book exactly like I would on a whiteboard if we were actually meeting together. That's just my style, so that's what I did.
And by the way, I just want the listeners to know, the subhead really says it all. Social brand advocacy grows business with customer community and co-created marketing. So you're sharing a lot of secrets in here.
That's what it's all about, right? It's about we and about community with the customers and the brand, and then co-creating an experience for both sides and then sharing that message over the social networks in a very powerful way.
Sean, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, it's cool. It's so cool to be here.
Sean M. Miller, the CXO of Smink.
Yes, ma'am.
And the author of the brand new book, The New Face of Your Brand, which is available on Amazon, right here on this special edition of Mind Your Business, coming from Midtown Manhattan, from the C-Suite Network Conference. This particular conference taking place in September. The next one is going to be in San Francisco in November. You'll hear more about that on the program in the days ahead. This edition of Mind Your Business is recorded live at the C-Suite Network Conference, the one that took place in the Time Center in Midtown Manhattan. And right now my guest is Susan Stoltenberg. She is the chairman and CEO of Women Corporate Directors. Now I see why you evaded that question about chairman and CEO. But it's an honor to have someone of your stature. Maybe you could talk about what your organization does, and then I could ask you some questions about your amazing presentation that I just saw.
Thank you. Women Corporate Directors is the only global community of women who serve on corporate and large privately held company boards. We have 3,500 members in 74 chapters around the world, and they serve on over 1,000 boards.
Wow. Now, I just saw you discuss some amazing statistics. It seems that you do, it's biannual or annually?
Every other year, we do a global survey with Spencer Stuart and with Harvard Business School. It's the largest survey done of directors. It was 4,000 directors, 2,000 men, 2,000 women this past year.
So what would you say are the strongest takeaways that you found in that survey that you could share with the audience?
Well, it's been interesting because we do it every 2 years, and over the 8-year period we've done it, women have been more concerned about some of the issues of the economy, some of the issues of IT than men have been. We've also seen that over the years, private companies and public companies are coming closer together on what the biggest issues are, how to develop talent, We've also seen that the younger male directors now believe more strongly in diversity than they did before.
And that's fascinating. That's the younger generation.
The men,
and you mentioned that on stage.
Yes, the men in their 50s believe there should be more women on boards. They think more action should be started to bring them on. While it's interesting, the older men just are not as interested in women on boards.
Wow. Now, you also, we talked about, it came up as an ancillary question, but it's so important. When companies start to build their boards, many times there is that question, or maybe the elephant in the room is like, why? What is motivating them to get it on? They're all busy. They're all, obviously, we're tapping into their brain talent. What incentives can we do to get more people involved, men or women, to get them to be involved in boards?
Well, I think for years, a lot of men and women have wanted to go on boards because they pay very well. Now, CEOs, whether men or women, are limited to only one outside board in the bigger companies. And so now there's more of a chance to get on the boards. Some people don't want to do boards because of the extra time they take. But an advisory board meets less time, gets less pay, but is more flexible. So that serving on a board is a great opportunity to learn about a new industry. It's a great opportunity to see whether your industry can work with this industry in new ways. And I think you just learn a lot about how the world is changing. So it's, I certainly advise serving on some corporate boards or advisory boards and getting a better idea of how the world works.
From your, just a final question, to someone of your experience, what advice, what takeaway could you share with the audience of Mind Your Business, which is primarily small business owners in general? What single piece of advice would you share for them to be successful?
Life is one big interview. So wherever you are, you want to be able to sell yourself the best. You want to be able to ask the good questions and learn. And you want to be able to have people have an understanding what you could bring to the table, what makes you or your services better.
Yeah, it seems so simple, but it's so profound.
So often we're not engaged as much as we can be. Wherever you are, listen, learn, try to talk to new people, see what's going on out there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Susan Stoltenberg, right here on Mind Your Business and the special edition recorded live at the C-Suite Network here in Midtown Manhattan. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Join the upcoming Day of Jewish Unity. On Tuesday, September 27th, Jews worldwide will gather in prayer during this time of danger and peril. From a turbulent presidential race to global and homegrown terrorism, there is great concern regarding the safety of the Jewish people and mankind worldwide. Join over 1 million participants and show your commitment to making this world a better place by joining the Day of Jewish Unity this Tuesday, September 27th, to pray as one. Visit dayofjewishunity.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. That was a great presentation of some real thought leaders that was recorded back at the C-Suite Network Conference. We actually did a number of recordings. The one that we featured this evening, the ones that we featured this evening, Mitch Axelrod, Sean Miller, Greg Williams, Susan Stoltberg, and Diane DiRestra. We have some more that will be presented in the coming weeks, but a special thank you to them and their great thought and wisdom that they shared with the listeners of Mind Your Business. At this time, I actually wanted to take a few minutes here with my sidekick here, Pesach Trapper, who, as listeners know, is the producer of Mind Your Business. And thank you, Pesach, for week in, week out. I mean, people wonder, how do you get these guests? How do you get, I mean, we had last week a director of product at Zappos. Pesach, can I put you on the spot? I mean, how do you get such guests?
Just got to try, you know, just try it's and amazing. Try and you get them.
But it's great to have team players such as Pesach that managed to pull off the near impossible. We have someone from Microsoft coming up in the coming weeks. And we also have a really great surprise in early November. I think we could say it now already. We're going to have a world-renowned comedian. Yes, this guy is a famous comedian, but he specializes in discussing the corporate world and how people have to have a positive attitude, etc. And that's going to be an incredible show. We are, it's in the works, as they say. But now I'm here with Pesach. I'm going to talk about a campaign that's that we're involved with, that the firm Bottom Line Marketing Group is involved in and producing. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because it's a very exciting campaign and involves a tremendous number of people, but it also brings out the various different aspects of what Bottom Line did as a firm. So I want to, you know, we did social media, print media, online, websites, there's public relations involved. So Pesach, maybe you can give some perspective on that campaign called the Day of Jewish Unity.
Yeah, sure. So the Day of Jewish Unity, which is called for September 27th, was, I guess, started last year.
Right, last year was year one.
Where we really solidified this idea of setting aside one day that would be designated to uniting Jews all over the world to just do, you know, something good together. And we identified the two chapters of Psalms during a specific time of day, which is between the hours of
7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, this year it comes out September 27th. The reason why it fluctuates on the English calendar, because it also coincides with the Hebrew calendar. So last year was on a different day in September. But this year, yes, it is this coming Tuesday, September 27th.
Yeah. So, once we have identified that, and after riding off of the tremendous success of over 500,000 people contributing and taking and participating last year, we wanted to do it a little differently and better this year. Our goal is 1 million, and we're on track to get there. And I guess we'll take a step back and talk a little bit about what goes into cause marketing, because it essentially is a cause, and we're marketing to the Jewish population across the world. So I guess it kind of, you know, breaks down to three components, especially with this cause and this important day. Number one is, you know, make the need clear. You know, why why we need to be coming together. And,
right, so true.
And this year, it's, you know, obviously abundantly clear with all the turmoil going on around the world. That seems to be the only, you know, shimmer of light is when we can get together and band together and pray and turn to prayer for any sort of salvation. So that's making the need clear, and that's through, and on the marketing side, it's really about just making that bite-sized and easy to understand and digestible, and just give it, you know, feed it to the public. Of course, in a multi-channel approach where it's through print, social, online, videos, everything.
Right. There's radio ads on this station. WABC.
Radio ads, but it's all about taking that bigger message and just making it simple. And then the second part is going to make the call to action simple. So on the marketing side, that means developing an easy sort of opt-in, an opt-in platform, which is just something where you can, you know, join in literally under a minute, where you can click the link that, you know, kind of caught your attention, and then you just easily get, you know, directed and then pushed onto a platform to opt in within a matter of seconds. You're enrolled. You're participating, then followed by, you know, a follow up through email marketing as the day gets closer. Yeah,
and like you pointed out, the entire buy in, or for someone to participate, all it is saying two chapters of Psalms, chapter 20 and 130, and also refraining from speaking gossip and harmful speech. And
right,
that's it.
Exactly, and that's it. Right, and you pretty much have to get to the website dayofjewishunity.com, and you, within two clicks, you're part of this.
You're part of it.
Part of this 1 million Jews around the world. And what we did this year, and even last year, and in this campaign, we take advantage of what we heard at the Boston C-Suite conference.
Yeah.
You know, now we're talking with New York one. But at the Boston, we heard David Meerman Scott, who coined the term newsjacking.
Right.
And in Dave Jewish Unity's case, it's a real example of newsjacking, where we make our cause relevant and just tie into what people are talking about anyway,
right,
because of, you know, the political climate right now. We have the debate, the big debate.
Yeah, now the first debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is taking place this coming Monday night, which is September 26th, literally the evening before the Day of Jewish Unity.
Right.
So,
the climate and just the relevancy of something like the Day of Jewish Unity, which is there to encourage people to kind of put politics aside, especially in this year where there's this tremendous,
Sure. I mean, it's the political. I mean, they're even predicting that this debate will have more viewers, more listeners than any previous presidential debate ever in the history of presidential debates, by far.
Right, and just if you think about the reason. Right, so the reasoning behind that is just because there's just been, you know, constant just struggling between them, just unprecedented amount of bashing and hurtful words, which is why, you know, part of this year's, you know, call to action and participation in Dave's Union is refraining from gossip and evil speech. And that just gives it that all that more relevancy in people's lives. And as on the marketing side, we're obviously going to take advantage of that and tie that into, the news cycle from a PR standpoint, which is therefore, you know, giving us that coverage on the earned media side. But even from the marketing side, we've taken advantage to make that just more organic and natural in people's, you know, media consumption.
Now, when you mention about the organic, I mean, it was picked up by Newsmax.
Exactly.
So Newsmax and other outlets have
are picking them up, and we're working with a publicist on this. But essentially, the marketing side and the publicity side are all together, because again, it's just about being, you know, relevant in people's daily conversations and their daily lives. So instead of trying to, you know, get people and market to people a cause that's it's important, the marketing took on this angle of newsjacking, which is, you know, David Meerman Scott's kind of brainchild.
Now, Pesach, I know this may seem like a setup question, but have you ever experienced a political campaign being as polarized as the one we're experiencing this year?
I think that that's clear, and I think that's kind of why, like you said before, the debate is just going to be like we're like competing with the Super Bowl for this debate because of that. And I mean that's great for the TV channels and the radio people covering it, but I don't think that shows much about where we're at as a nation right now.
And that's why the Day of Jewish Unity could not have come at a more opportune time. Again, it is coming up this Tuesday, September 27th. We're actually approaching the end of this great edition, the C-Suite edition, and this little segment that we just had now on the Day of Jewish Unity. I want to thank again all the great participation that we had at C-Suite, and of course, Jeffrey Hazlett, Thomas White, Carl Post, the founders of the C-Suite Network. Special thank you to them for inviting us and for their participation in general in all the great work here we do at 77WABC on the Mind Your Business Show. I want to remind the listeners to stay tuned. John Batchelor is up next. And tune in again next Sunday evening at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77WABC.
77WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.